These new laws will change the roofing industry forever, and they go into effect March 11th, 2024. The gray area in which many of us have operated with 1099 independent contractors, by the way, including our installers, our crews, versus employees, well, this gray area is not gray anymore. Starting March 11th, they are tightening the noose. And from my understanding and my prediction, they're coming after the trades, and roofing being one of those. Now, these changes will threaten the livelihood of your business, how you should operate, and the penalties if you don't jump on board. I'm bringing this to your attention because this industry, our industry, is under threat. We have sudden changes that are changing how we need to operate. And one of those is legislative changes, not only at the state level, but on a federal level. And this is one of those. And by the way, it's one of the reasons that I founded the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance, to help unite the right contractors in the front lines to get inside information about what's working, what's not, and how to navigate through these changes, which is why I'm bringing in an attorney for our members to help consult and figure out what we need to do together. So if you're interested in becoming a member of the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance, that's just one of the very many benefits. Click the link in the description to learn more and set up your private tour. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's video. Welcome or welcome back. Adam Benzman here, the roof strategist and also founder of the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance. Before we jump in, I need to let you know, I'm not an attorney. I'm not your attorney. This is not legal advice. And I'm no way, shape, or form near qualified to give you legal advice. In fact, I'm just a massage therapist and colon hydrotherapist turned roofing sales guy. So I don't know anything about the law. But what I do know is from my research on this law, speaking to an attorney and trying to navigate the complexities of what this law means. So let's jump into it, shall we? Let's get started. All right, let's jump into the Fair Labor Standards Act. I know what you might be thinking, Adam, this law has been in effect for a long time, and this is nothing new. They've been trying to enforce it. This state's been trying to enforce it, but it's far deeper than that. Yes, all of that is true, but what's happening March 11th is this gray area from the independent contractor side and the employee side is no longer gray. And what they've done is they've changed the definition of a independent contractor versus employee relationship and are putting this under a microscope. And what they're calling this is the quote unquote economic reality test. Now, I'm gonna give you this in the simplest of terms in my digested plan. There's a whole bunch of criteria. There's like six main questions that they ask to determine whether this person, meaning maybe your sales team or even your crews or installers, are technically an independent contractor. Now, this economic reality test essentially states that if the person who's considered an independent contractor is making 90% roughly or more of their income from a single source, meaning your business, then therefore they are an employee. In other words, if their livelihood depends on one company, then they are therefore an employee and not an independent contractor. Now, this economic reality test is one thing, but here's what gets really spooky. They know this industry is cutthroat, and it's no secret that having employees is more expensive than having independent contractors. So let's say, for example, that company number one, they go to W-2 employees, they adopt to this law, and they're competing with these other roofers who are undercutting them. Well, guess what? The IRS was kind enough to launch a new whistleblowers campaign. And yes, you heard me right, whistleblowers, meaning there's an official way for you to toot-toot, blow the whistle on a competitor to rat them out to the IRS. And in exchange, the company that blows the whistle or the person who blows the whistle will receive monetary reward. And I'm gonna put an image up here. I'm going off memory. It was 15 to 30%. Of the taxes collected, the back taxes owed, are paid basically by way of a referral fee as saying thanks for blowing the whistle on somebody else. So yes, the law has been in effect, but now that gray area, that's pretty much out the window. Now they're relying on whistleblowers, fellow people within the industry, to start ratting out other people. Now, the other thing that makes this threat even more real is the fines. The fines have always been there, but now that the gray area is tightened up, should you be exposed to, let's say, an audit or a whistleblower or some other discovery that says that gets the IRS to start looking into your business, if you are found to be having independent contractors who should have been employees, you are subject to a financial penalty as well as owing back taxes on the wages that you paid for up to the previous 7 years. Now, that sum, the math will be calculated differently, but my understanding is those can range up to about 12.5% of all the wages that you've paid. So in other words, for every $1 million you have in payroll, you could be subject to a $125,000 fine per million in payroll over the last 7 years. So what does this mean? It means that not only does this impact how many of us have our team structured with 1099 independent contractors or sales reps, but they're also actually putting a really close microscope on our installers and our crews. So if you have a crew or an installer who is doing almost all of your work exclusively and they're making almost all their money from you, well, guess what? If they end up looking into that and see, hey, they're economically dependent upon your company, they are therefore then qualified as an employee, which means your installers could technically be employees. So the noose, my friend, is getting tightened. What you need to do next is consult with an attorney in your state and your business attorney to figure out the complexities of how you should navigate this with your independent contractors from both a sales rep standpoint as well as an installer standpoint. And if you want to join us in the trenches to learn what other companies are doing to stay on the cutting edge and maybe even meet with an attorney that we have brought in to RSRA, then click the link in the description and join us in the trenches. You can also text the word DEMO to 303-222-7133. It's just one of the very many benefits of being a member of RSRA, including access to my sales system, our in-person event, the endorsement and credibility of being a member, the logo on your website, the logo on your truck, and a whole bunch more. Now, thanks for joining me in today's video. Listen, I know that this is shocking. This is frightening news for many of us. And I know there's some folks watching, by the way, who are W-2 already. They have all their people's employees like, hey, we're ahead of the game. We're ready to rock. But remember, this also could include your installers. Take action today. Stay ahead of this so you know exactly what you need to do in order to adapt and to protect the livelihood of your business so you can continue to thrive. Thanks again for joining me in today's video. Just because our time here is about to wrap does not mean your In My Time has to. My guess is you're a member of leadership or an owner, and for that reason, I've got a hand-selected video for you I think you're really gonna love. So jump into that one right after this, and I'll see you on the next one. Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show, but if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating and a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants. Things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone, because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself,
But folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline, well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303-222-7133.